Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Well, it's November 27th, and there's already snow on the ground.
Bah!
Bah? Why?
Because, Miss Message, the weatherman says that you can tell the number of snows you're going to have in winter by the date of the first snowfall.
Snow on the 27th means 27 snows? That's a bit much, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit much for me, but not for some people I know.
Meaning who? Or whom, or...
Youm, that's whom.
Oh, Mr. Postmaster, I'm getting too old for all that. A snow a week will be plenty for me.
Oh, sure it will. Well, we'll just have to keep count and see whether there's any truth in the old saying.
Meanwhile...
Yes. Meanwhile, have you checked the mailbox? It's a little early for letters, I guess.
Oh, you'd be surprised. There are two already.
Why, so there are. Look, there's one for you.
And one for me.
See. See, that makes two for you. Well, let's see. Okay, who's going to read which letter here? You start.
Since okay.
It is one for you and one for you.
Well, let's see. This one, the first letter of the season, you'll note, right, is from Allison Jones and Billy Jones. Looks like Allison is writing. Mm. Dear Santa, my name is Allison. I'm 8 years old. Santa, would you please bring me a Holly Hobby oven, a Gnip-Gnop, and a pretty dress? I'm also writing for my brother Billy. He's only two. He wants a toy truck and a stuffed bear. We'll leave you and your reindeer some peanut butter sandwiches on the kitchen table. Love, Allison and Billy Jones.
It's nice to have a first letter, a really good traditional sort of letter. I've got one that looks pretty traditional too, Miss Message. My name is David Scott, writes David Scott, and I live in Orange. I've been a good boy this year. I want a stretch monster, a basketball backboard, a net. You drive it, a tape recorder, and a radio for Christmas. This guy's going into business to compete with us, Miss Message. Santa, please bring my little brother, Will, who is 4 years old, a tractor he can ride on, a putt-putt train, a rocking horse, and anything else you want to bring to him. Santa, please bring both of us some clothes, if you have room on your sled. And, says David, don't forget my mom and dad. Bring them something. Santa, Will and I will leave some cookies and milk on the kitchen table for you. And it says, love, David Scott, and... Will Scott. Well, how nice of both you boys to write. And at least we got a couple of letters going there. Now, Miss Message, look at this.
It looks like a Christmas story. Who wrote it?
Ah, well, you remember last year.
Sure. The 7th and 8th graders at Grimes Memorial School wrote stories for us.
Well, this year, the 8th graders at Prospect Heights School in Orange are doing the honors. And here's the first story. Would you like to read it, Miss Message?
Well, I don't know. I'm not too good on handwriting. Why don't you read it?
Well, okay. We've been working this post office long enough, so we both should be able to read handwriting pretty well. But I have looked at this, and it's from Becky Hamilton, who attends class at Prospect Heights. And she wrote this, I gather, in the 6th period. This is kind of an interesting story, Miss Message. I had a moment or so to look at it just a little while ago, and it has a special, neat touch to it. She writes, Becky Hamilton writes, a special Christmas for Dougie. Dougie is a small little boy who is 6 years old and crippled. His mother died when he was born, so his father is taking care of him now. Dougie has two sisters and one brother. They all dislike him because he cannot walk and he can't stay by himself. So one day he ran away from home and he said that he never wants to come back again. His father found him the very next day and took him back home. His father said that he should never run away from home again. Well, it's 1 month before Christmas now, and Dougie doesn't want to celebrate Christmas because he's not appreciated around here anymore. His father said that he's going to take him to an orphanage tomorrow and get rid of him so he doesn't have to worry about him anymore. Well, Dougie's feelings were hurt, so he started to cry and cry. until his father came and told him to be quiet. His father said, "If you don't be quiet, I will beat you and throw you out in the street and let you starve to death." Goodness, Miss Message, mighty tough stuff here. Well, that night, Dougie could not sleep because he was afraid of what was going to happen to him. The very next day, his father took him to the orphanage. Well, he was real happy that he could play with children his own age. He met this little girl who was also crippled. She was real nice to him. She told him all about the orphanage and what they did. One day a lady came in and wanted to adopt her, but the orphanage lady told her that the little girl was going back to her family on Christmas. That week, Dougie got used to the orphanage. Dougie met a little boy who was real scared and shy. Becky Hamilton's story continues. He asked what his name was, but he didn't answer. So he left the little boy alone and went back to his schoolwork. There was a lady that came the second week he was there. She asked him his name, but he didn't answer, that tall, dark-haired woman. The woman went to his friend that told him all about the orphanage, and finally the lady left and went on about her work. Dougie wrote a letter to his friend down the street and told him all about the orphanage. The third week, it snowed. They all went outside to play. But Dougie could not because he was in a wheelchair. This lady came in and wanted Dougie for her son. She got Dougie for a few days to see if she wanted to adopt him. The lady brought him back to the orphanage and told the director that she didn't want to adopt him. Dougie was glad that she didn't want him because she was mean to him. When Christmas was a week away, they started singing Christmas songs. They were going to have a party. But the little girl's mother came to get her, so they didn't have the party. Dougie started crying, and the orphanage manager came into the room with Dougie's father and his two sisters, also his brother. And his father said, "Let's go home." And they all went home. His father got married, and his father gave him a whole lot of Christmas presents. His father told him that he will never be mean to him again, and they all gave him a party. And that is the story of A Special Christmas for Dougie, written by Becky Hamilton at Prospect Heights School. Now that is a very nice story, and we've got more coming in, and we'll read stories and poems each day that our program is on the air. And it looks as if we're really underway again, Miss Message, only 28 days till Christmas.
I'll just pack these letters in the mailbag for Sam.
All right. Well, don't forget this one.
I guess Sam is still on the job, isn't he?
As far as I know.
Well, there, that's it. So good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Miss Message.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.